another episode of the Recruiting Careers Talent Management Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Adamo. Thanks for joining me today. And hey, it's almost the end of March, and guess what? I fell off my wagon. I was on a great streak, I think, for the first maybe 6-8 weeks of the year of doing a podcast every week. And then things got busy with work and personal life, and I missed a few weeks. So I'm back on the wagon here and working on my podcast. And if you're missing me, let me give you a little bit of insight, right? So I record this podcast usually on Sunday mornings, and I start about 5 a.m. So I decided to take a couple weeks off from getting up at 4:30 in the morning on Sundays to work on this podcast and actually work on having a life. So I spent a little bit more time with family. And I've been working on my sailboat, the Headhunter, because spring is coming. And I thought, hey, what's better than being a diesel mechanic in the early spring? So it's been in the high 70s, low 80s here in SoCal. I know there's still a couple blizzards happening on the East Coast, so maybe it's time to consider relocation or enjoy the snow. Anyway, that's what I've been doing. So now I'm back on the horse and doing my podcast. So today we're going to talk about what do you do after your review. So for a lot of us working in corporate America, Q1 is when we get our annual review, right? We get all the good stuff. We get our pay raise. We get maybe our annual bonus, and maybe we even get a promotion, right? So it's time to be a little bit prescriptive about what you do each year around annual review time. And in this episode, I have three things that you need to make sure you do every year so that you continue to have stellar reviews. Or if you haven't had a stellar review, you start having stellar reviews. So let's talk about those three things. So number one, take stock of your career. Ask yourself the following questions. Do I work hard to accomplish my goals? Did I put my all in this year? Am I working for a great company? Is this company going to allow me to achieve my career goals? Or am I doing everything I need to do, but the company's success isn't where it needs to be so that the company is holding me back? Is my boss someone I respect and admire? Are they propelling me forward, leading me, teaching me, engaging me, and allowing to be my best? Or are they holding me back, or worse, blocking me? And finally, what is my career path? Ask yourself those questions each year at this time around your annual review, and you'll start to see the answers of why you're having a great review or why you didn't have a great review. And you'll also start to see what you need to do to start having great reviews. Secondly, you need to update your resume. And I know what you're going to say. I had a great review. I'm happy. I'm not looking. Why do I need to update my resume? You need to update your resume each year because as a lead up to your review process and the outcome of your review process, you've spent a lot of time talking about your accomplishments, the things you got done in the previous year. Don't waste that effort. Take that effort, get that list out, that review, and get your resume out and update it. Take off those accomplishments or responsibilities that aren't as interesting, exciting, and impactful, and add some new ones that are interesting, exciting, and impactful. That way, if you do need to look for a job or want to look for a job or just want to be strategic with your career, you have all the good stuff and it's right there, and you don't need to sit around and think, oh, let me update my resume. I wonder what I've done over the last few years. You have it right there and you've already done the work. So invest those extra few minutes in updating your resume. Third, update your career plan. If you've listened to my podcast, read my book, or read any of the articles on LinkedIn, and even checked out my YouTube, you'll know that I'm almost an evangelist when it comes to career planning, right? I always say, fail to plan, plan to fail. So this is a good time to update your career plan. So brush it off, get it out of cyberspace, get it off the computer, open it up, or go for a long walk and think. But think about your career and where you want to be 3, 5, 7, 10 years from now, or even when you're sitting on the beach or when you're 80 years old and you're, you know, retired and someone's having a party to celebrate all the great things you had in your life. And think about what you want people to have said about you. And then think about how what you're doing today impacts that and allows you to achieve those goals or holds you back. What's standing in your way? So update that career plan so that you're headed somewhere. And the final thing, this isn't one of those top three things, is talk to your boss. If you had a great review, talk to your boss and thank him for a fabulous year. And if it wasn't such a great year, you can always go back and talk about what happened. Do a postmortem. I can remember one of the most successful after annual reviews that I ever had was because I was pissed off. I was really frustrated because I got a 3% increase. And honestly, this was very early in my career. And I thought, I've been busting my tail. What do you mean? This is what I get for busting my tail and doing more than 90% of the people around me. They give me a 3% raise. So you know what I did? I went back to my boss. I talked to him about it. And I said, hey, I'm not satisfied with my pay increase. My expectation was to do more than the average. And it sounds like 3% was the average. So what do I need to do in my performance to get my pay raises above that 3% next year? Because I am not satisfied with what I was able to achieve. So either I didn't get enough done, you expected more, or somehow we were misaligned and I'm not getting compensated for what I was able to achieve. And so I named it, I called it out. And you know what? For a very long time, I didn't get another 3% raise. So sometimes getting a better raise is about calling out the issues and the things that you achieved and holding your boss or the company accountable for delivering on what they say. If they say that top performers who exceed the performance of other folks get bigger raises and you don't get a bigger raise, but you got all this stuff done, go back and talk to your boss and ask why. Those are the three things that you can do after your review, and really actually a fourth, that will impact your career and keep you having great reviews or getting you to have great reviews. And those are: take stock of your career and ask yourself those critical career questions, update your resume, update your career plan, and talk to your boss. By implementing these four tips, you will have better reviews and you will keep on track to have the career that you want. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate you being part of this journey. If you haven't done so already, please click that subscribe button to this podcast. Check out my YouTubes, read my articles on LinkedIn, and subscribe to my mailing list by visiting my website. Have a great day.